What up?
What up? This is Chris.
This is Rob. Wait. I'm Chris. That's Rob. I hope you enjoy our show. Have a great time.
What up? How's everybody doing out there? We have something spectacularly, phenomenally special for you out there. If you don't know Victoria Bashuhan, you should. The director, the headmaster, the big boss lady of Daraja Academy. Victoria, oh, go ahead.
It means bridge.
Yes, we're bridging the gap.
Daraja means bridge. Isn't that correct?
Daraja means bridge. It's a Swahili word. It actually means bridge.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're bridging across the internet, but all the way to Kenya tonight. And Victoria, we've done an interview before with Jason Doherty, who I went to high school with. So
yes.
If you haven't seen that show, go watch it. It's amazing. But Victoria is the head of the schools,
mm-hmm.
and Jason's like, you got to interview Victoria. She's amazing.
Absolutely.
And so I can't wait to hear. When did you come a part of it? Were you a part of like the beginning, or did you come back into it a little bit later?
Oh my gosh, my story with Daraja is a bridge in itself.
Yeah.
I joined Daraja at the inception, literally when Jenny and Jason were setting up the school. I was very blessed and fortunate at the same time to get to meet them, because for a long time, I was looking for that kind of a place to work, that setup to reach the girls in Kenya. My heart is just at its best when I'm working in the community. And when I was going to my university college, I learned how many girls are not getting education as I got. So it made me want to do it. It made me want to be this teacher that can continue supporting girls through education, but I didn't know how. And so you can imagine how magical getting to meet Jenny and Jason was for me. And instead of looking for a job, it's like, come on guys, let's do this. And when Jenny and Jason gave me an opportunity, we've been creating bridges, and this has stopped being a school. It's a movement now. Everybody is part of it. It's really making a change in the community.
Nice. How, because obviously Jason and Jenny are from the United States. Having that connection to the United States, I guess my biggest question asking is, how important has that US-Kenya connection been, as well as the girls moving on from Daraja into life in colleges?
Jenny and Jason are from United States, California, and they're from the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. Coming to Kenya is because Jason, when he was very young, had traveled, and in Kenya, he fell in love with Kenya, just how a teenage boy loves a girl. I know he can say that better, but that is
perfect.
His goal to Kenya. And he brought the wife in 2007. And of course, looking for a place that looks like a school can exist. But it was so lucky of us to find an old school that, you know, had stayed without being used for about 4 years. So it was all renovating and getting back together. The vision and the mission for Daraja was so clear in Jason's mind. He's an educator. He had graduated from university, he had taught, and he's a great coach to date, even if not actively. And his coming to Kenya is finding not just a place, but people that can, you know, pick them up and help them actualize this dream. And we are bridging girls from different parts of the country. 2007, Kenya suffered post-election violence, because after our national elections is that our beautiful country, in terms of the ethnic communities, you know, we were hitting on each other because this community felt our contestant did not go in. It was really bad. We got it was bad, it was destroyed. And so Daraja concepts came up from that angle of, why don't we get an education that is bridging these ethnic differences that exist, you know, and they are natural, you know, by name. If I mention Victoria Geshohe, a Kenyan will actually place me in the country. Wow. It's that unfortunate. And so we are raising a group of girls who are very strong, empowered, but most importantly, we want them to see themselves as Kenyans and just find a way of growing the country, changing it, and, you know, spreading to the rest of the world. They finish very strong. Our transition rate from high school to university is very high. On a good year, it's 100%. When we feel that examination was hard for them, it's 90%. And still, even that girl who finishes high school and is struggling to find a placement at higher education, she'll still find, even if it's a vocational placement in Atashali College. So we are super excited. And they're not limited to universities in Kenya. They have succeeded to find even international universities.
Nice. I gotta know, how did you and Jason meet?
Good question.
Jenny and Jason, I'll keep putting Jenny there because I met both of them together. We are a wonderful team. I met Jason in 2008, and I'm in a town in Kenya called Nanyuki. Nanyuki is at the foot of Mount Kenya, our beautiful Mount Kenya. And I was in Nanyuki town and in a very simple job, but I was finding my next job. And so a friend of mine said, but you know, there is a school that I've heard is starting. And I was quick to reach out. So I took a ride to this school and I met Jason and I met, you know, the guy who was gatekeeping. And it was a conversation, you know, and Jason said, I would be very interested to talk with you further. So I left my letter. Of course, very many people were applying at that time because it's a school starting and they needed teachers to start up. I waited and I was called for an interview. And man, on the interview day, we were 20 people. Like, how do you even build your hopes to get a job from that many people? They all look ready, they're excited to teach. You know, in an interview, you always think, okay, I'm ready, but this is really something I have to put all my my effort together. Daraja was looking for three teachers from the 20. And an interesting story is that my subjects are mathematics and geography. So I'm a very excited mathematics teacher. And at that time, Jason wanted to have home economics taught to the girls. And so there was this mismatch that was there between what I could offer and what they were looking for, because my third subject is business studies, which I love so much. And Jenny and Jason and the team that were interviewing were stuck because Victoria is great, her skill is great, but who will teach home economics? And actually they had to get to the drawing table and you know, change. Instead of offering the home econ, let's do business studies. She looks amazing. I think she can do a good job in business. And so I was called among the last teachers that they had decided on hiring just because of that change that needed. So anyway, when I showed up, they're pitching the concept of Daraja and they're selling this dream. And to me, I'm like, guys, you should even know how excited I am, because for me, it's not just teaching. It's like, I want to be part of this team so much, because earlier before I have been wanting to do that kind of a thing. It's just, you know, ability of setting up an organization, which I had tried and it hit a wall so bad. And the conversation got so rich because just listening to Jason and how he came to Kenya and how he wants to impact through education. Mm-hmm. hearing from Jenny, I mean, by age, we are age mates, and I'm telling myself honestly, how can they carry such a big vision? And you know, how you think, you know, it's the old people, it is the experienced people, it is the rich people who change the world. They're actually challenging me to, Victoria, why not? Join this, be part of this. So that's how I met Jenny and Jason.
Nice.
I was 27 years then, and okay. I was so ready to be a mom, the most inexperienced mother to the girls, because I was posing as, you know, this teacher who, when a girl walks into the school, she's meeting a teacher who is also a mom. But at 27-year-old, you can imagine.
Well, and so I'm going to jump in because she's talking about being a mom.
Yeah.
And because I know that Jason, when he posts to his Facebook, he came back to Kenya, he said, I have all these daughters. And so and they call him father, I believe.
Yeah.
And do they call you mom?
They call me mom, Mom Vic. They shortened my name Victoria to Mom Vic. And why are they looking for parents? They have their parents, but guess what? They come from very broken families. They come from homes of trauma. And so they, majority, and this goes to very many, majority of them have not had a dad-daughter moment. Many have moms, but because there are many children, mom is busy finding food, mom is absent, mom is illiterate, mom is sickly, whatever it is, they have not had that moment of parent-daughter. And they come to Daraj so hungry. By the time they are showing up, they actually don't know how much they are hungry for that love, because it's part of their way. It's their way of life. I mean, I'm such a resilient girl. They show up to Daraja and they get a hug. So this hug is coming. Bad that we are in a COVID state, and so we've not had really tight hugs. Daraja is a hug school. But a girl will walk in into Daraja and she's met by a sister. And this sister is her peer, you know, in the second class. And she's hugged, and she's hugged by a Form 3 student, and she's hugged by a Form 4 student. And Victoria is running to hug them, because I actually met them when they were applying to come into Daraja. Mm-hmm. And so this is, like, I know this girl. We sat, we communicate, we connected. And so I can even call her by name, and she's like, how do you even remember me? Like, there's such a natural connect, and she's hugged, and she's like, oh my gosh. And she's taken into the dormitory. She's given a bed and her supplies. And that in itself is a shocker. It's a shocker because, oh my gosh, all this for me. She finds a home at Daraja. She has sisters. She has parents. She has a home. Literally, even our graduates who are in jobs right now, they are excited to come back to Daraja any minute. They call it home.
Cool. Do you feel that when they've had that coming to the school, when they go home, do they bring that back? And is there a difference?
When they close school, if you asked them, they wouldn't go home. They are conflicted because they miss their families. They miss them so much. They want to go home, but they know they're going home to a place that has no assured meal. They are going home to, you know, the same issues, and they would actually love it staying at school. So we encourage them to go, because that's the only way of getting them reintegrated and changing the community and passing on all the skills they have learned at Daraja. So it's not a choice for them if they can go home during school break. But we have a condition. We have a condition that if home is not safe for any girl, that Raja is home. So over time, we have had girls who will will call when they are at home. And so this is going to their neighbor's house and borrowing a phone and calling the school office phone. And they say, oh, this and this is going on at home. Can I come stay at school? And so we get our social worker do an assessment of that case and see if they really need to be at Daraja. So, you know, as we speak, I have two girls who live at Daraja. That's their home. Mm-hmm. When school closes, I know I will bring one of them to my house and we will stay here. And, you know, the other one has just finished high school and she's now preparing to go to university. But we know during university breaks, her home is Daraja. So she has a small house where she'll be putting up.
I got an interesting one. Any of the girls that have gone through the school and then gone to university, are they back teaching at Daraja?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have had 9 groups graduate over time because, you know, from 2009, 2022 now, we've had very many groups come in. And those who have finished university, such an exciting thing. They're getting jobs really fast. Their skills that they get at Daraja are amazing. And I'm excited in what the future holds for them. Of the 46 staff members that we have at Daraja, eight are Daraja graduates.
Wow. Come back.
That's amazing.
That's wonderful.
That is awesome.
And it's home.
Yeah.
They get to go back home. They're sharing back all the love and the family and everything that they learned going through there. They can continue on and even improve on what you've done. That's amazing.
Exactly. So I tell them, you know what, girl, do this sooner because I want you to lead this school. I'm getting old. Come run the school. And it's challenging to, you know, it's challenging them to come and support what they know best. Nice. Because, I mean, who knows Daraja better?
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of interested in learning about the curriculum that you guys have there. I hear it's pretty tough, and I'm kind of curious to know what it's like.
What's the average day?
Yeah,
right?
Thank you. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it's a tough curriculum for tough people. We've gotten the best out of it. It can be better. We have a tough day, man. It's 9 lessons in a day from 8 to 4 p.m.
Wow.
Those are 9 lessons. But it doesn't mean you have woken up at 7. I can wake up at whatever time, but a Daraja girl woke up at 4:30 a.m. Yeah.
Wow.
They woke up at 4:30 and they are doing their study halls and their preps and doing their homeworks, and they just push themselves to get to class because they have, they do 7 lessons for an examination. So we break those into 7 classes that a teacher will teach in the course of the day.
Okay.
What you learn in your year 1, year 2, year 3, and year 4 is all tested at the end of year 4.
Oh, wow.
So it's very accumulative and it piles up, and you need to have mastered your year 1 well because then it builds up on year 2, and the pressure is crazy. Right now, as we speak, our form 4s, we call it form 4, they are doing their national examination in a month.
Wow.
And that examination is placing them into higher education.
Mm-hmm.
You go to university in Kenya based on how well you do in the national examination.
Mm-hmm.
So they're working very hard. They're working very hard to make sure that happens. So waking up at 4 a.m. and they will sleep at 9.
Man, that's amazing. You talk about life. Man,
because in the United States, sports is almost number one in schools over education. And I know that your curriculum is very tough, so that education is forward, but is there sports?
A lot.
Oh.
We have a lot of sport, yes.
Interesting.
We have a lot of stuff. So in that whole day, after finishing school at 4 p.m., then between 4 and 6, they are doing other activities that are not class. And sports is in there, clubs is in there, and, you know, debates in there. So we have a schedule from Monday to Friday, and the girls will know Monday is debate. Tuesday, we do sports, you know, like that. We're talking about very skilled girls in sports, and they have a lot of energy. And so our football, our volleyball, our rugby, we have rugby, girls rugby, yeah. Basketball, like they run, you know, athletics, they run. And nice. I just love that we have sports and we make it such an important activity here, because that is actually what is supporting the girls for their jobs even more.
So I want to ask a favor. I want to ask if Jason and you can get together and get us we'll pay for it.
Uh-huh.
One of a sport jerseys.
Yes.
That you can bring back for us. And could you have some of the girls autograph it for us?
Oh.
We would really love that.
Okay.
That would be so phenomenal.
Okay.
She's writing it down.
Yeah.
It down. I don't
want
to forget.
I definitely
that.
Want a jersey, a Daraja jersey up on our wall.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I think that's important. I also want to kind of, we're very proud of Daraja.
Yes.
We sponsor Melvis. Awesome. But we also really care about all these girls. Mm-hmm. And so what we see of them and what they're doing, and they may not know this, and they may also know that there's a lot of people that are really, really care about them and support them around the world that they'll never meet. So do the girls know that there's a lot of people that are kind of cheering them on and really hoping that, that they just keep doing amazing things in life and can really help change the world? Do they know that?
They're just learning it. The girls are just learning it, because like I introduced a Daraja girl, she shows up and she's so toughened that she knows that's the way of life. And she has had, you know, chances that she needed somebody to pick them up, and that did not happen. And then Daraja shows up and that feels magical. They say, when I got Daraja, that was the moment for me. I was blown away. I don't even know what to say. Like, Daraja makes them see a world that they didn't know exist. Mm-hmm. And that is not just at the point of entry, but even, you know, their future in, like, when they're at Daraja, interacting with a very safe environment and getting to meet amazing members of staff, and meeting their donors and their sponsors and, you know, anyone who supports. And so it's now that they're actually seeing this is what the world is like. Not everybody is unfair. Not everybody lacks. Not everybody, you know, in the world, we have people who are generous and people who are actually working hard to support and people who believe in change. And that way, the girls are even challenged to want to be that, and they are learning this concept of paying it forward. They know they need to impact their communities and their siblings. So yeah, Melvis has a picture of who is behind higher education, and we need to just set up another meeting. We just need to do that, and it can be sooner. I hope your schedule allows.
And on that note too, because Melvis, we get a letter from her, and I love reading the letters. I don't know if she realizes that there's somebody really reading them, and we care about her. And I think that's important, that I just want to know that it does a lot for us as well.
Oh yeah.
To get that bridge and that love from Daraja to us as well. Mm-hmm. You know, no matter what level somebody does, I'm saying that in that I hope more people look into Daraja and help support it, and that there's more support from our country as well by watching this. And we will have information down below on how you can support. I can tell you one thing is that Amazon Smile is something here when you order something on Amazon, which actually a portion of those dollars when you order just by normal Amazon, you can have pick Diraja as your charity and money will go to Diraja. So I want to see people from this hopefully add that. And if we want to sponsor a girl, then we can get you in contact with somebody who can help that that process go along.
We'll actually go ahead and put some information down below so folks can take a look and see what they can do and, you know, help out a little bit.
Yeah. Victoria, I am I'm so thankful that you came on. You're wonderful. I hope to meet you in person someday.
Absolutely.
If I can get out to Diraja, we've been talking about it quite a bit, that we would love to visit the school and Diraja, the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
And just show the girls that there's other people that care. You know, I know they know there's a lot of people that come.
Oh, yeah.
But these two funny guys want them to do well, you know?
Absolutely.
So thank you so much.
Let you thrive out there.
Thank you. Thank you for your time and nice to meet you. I can't wait to meet you in person and even more in being part of Mel V support. She represents one of very many girls that, you know, without the support, they wouldn't be in school. So you can imagine what that would, you know, it wouldn't be good. And Mel V is working very hard in class. She's always top 1, 2, 3 in class. So you have a very, you know, smart girl. And I'm excited for her going to university. She'll take an amazing course. So happy to have such conversations and let's chat. I can just put on chat my email and we can set up another meeting.
That would be great.
Victoria at Diraja. And let's do more of this. I'm thankful for every support that comes into Diraja.
Thank you so much, Victoria.
Thank you.
Have a great day. It's Monday, and you got a full day ahead of you.
Victoria, thank you.
Monday. Everybody else.
Thank you, everybody, for checking us out. What up? Have a great day and a better tomorrow.
Diraja.
You know.